Illegal Alien Accused of Assault Freed 10 Times by Sanctuary New York City. By John Binder on September 22, 2020. Sanctuary New York City has released an illegal alien back into the community 10 times over the last 2 years, despite his long criminal record. Johnny Alejandro Soto Ubaldo, an illegal alien from the Dominican Republic, was first arrested by the New York City Police Department, NYPD, in June 2018. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency placed a detainer on Soto Ubaldo, but the NYPD released him instead of transferring him to their custody. Less than 2 months after his first arrest, Soto Ubaldo was arrested and released again by the NYPD despite an ICE detainer. Between April and October 2019, Soto Ubaldo was arrested 6 times by the NYPD and each time they released him. This year, in March, Soto Ubaldo was arrested for unauthorized use of a vehicle and criminal possession of stolen property before getting released by the NYPD. In May, Soto Ubaldo was arrested for assault and criminal mischief. For the 10th time, the NYPD released Soto Ubaldo instead of turning him over to ICE. Johnny Alejandro Soto Ubaldo is one of many examples of how New York's sanctuary city policies place the safety of the residents at risk, ICE official Tony Pham said in a statement. Their willful uncooperative nature provides criminals such as Soto Ubaldo the opportunity to reoffend. This month, Soto Ubaldo was arrested by U.S. Marshals on federal firearm violations. The illegal alien is currently in the custody of the Federal Bureau of Prisons and, if he is released at any time, he will be turned over to ICE for arrest and deportation. What makes this case so frustrating is that local law enforcement failed to honor 10 detainers. Despite Soto Ubaldo's lengthy criminal history, ICE official Thomas Decker said. How can local politicians, in good conscience, say they're protecting their constituents when they pass laws that release criminals back into our communities? Soto Ubaldo has pending charges in Queens, New York City, and Nassau County for assault, harassment, criminal mischief, grand larceny, petty larceny, criminal possession of stolen property, and criminal possession of a firearm. Between 2018 and 2019, the NYPD likely freed 3,000 criminal illegal aliens back into communities as part of the state and city's expansive sanctuary policy. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.